Where is it? Oh my god. I swear I put it right here and now it's... Okay. When did you get here? And more importantly, how did you get in here? Ugh. She was supposed to be gone today. Whatever. Just come in. You can sit wherever. Okay, but... You got a problem with my room, or...? Yeah, well, if it wasn't for this stupid project, you wouldn't even be in here. Right, because I want a loser in my room. Just shut up and let's get this over with, dude. Wait. Are you wearing your shoes? Holy fuck, dude. No? Stop. Don't put your shoes on my bed. No, take them off. Yeah, just leave them at the door or something. Well, you were supposed to take them off when you came in, actually. Didn't you see shoes there? But my roommate's home. Why were... Oh, she just left. Okay. Well, leave them at the door. No, my shoes weren't there, because I keep my shoes up here. Because actually, last time that I left my shoes down there, my roommate brought her girlfriend home. And her girlfriend has a dog. And the dog ate my shoes. My good ones, too. Yeah, never again. I don't even think they let dogs in the apartment building, but whatever, I guess. You know? I'm not a rat or anything. Don't know if I can say the same for you, but... Oh, yeah, because she put us together because we're such good buddies. I know you said some shit. Whatever, it's not my business. I'm sorry. Wait. What? You asked her to put us together. I see. This is like punishment for me, isn't it? You're gonna try to pull something here, which isn't gonna work, you know, my bedroom, which has fantastic artistry. I don't know what you're talking about. You what? Why is that, sweetie? See, I don't know if we could ever be friends. Because I don't like you. Why would I? You know? Well, let's see. We're not alike. The teachers like you. Let's be honest, they actually despise me. And Last year, it's actually kind of funny what happened. I recall, this was at Nathan's party, 2.5 years ago, right? I'm sure you have to remember the absolute hilarious stunt you pulled on that one girl. She was wearing, I think it was a black dress, kind of sparkly. Yeah, that was me, you ass face. By the look on your face, it seems that you didn't know. Right. Wouldn't it be absolutely wonderful if you knew you were pranking when you're doing the prank? I don't know, reconcile? No. But, I couldn't get that drink out of my dress. No. Because it stained the white part. Dumbass. Whatever, dude. Can we just get on with this? Like, we don't need to be friends. Oh. Fuck me, dude. You really want to do this? Is that why you asked her to be partners? So we could be buddies? Because I don't want to be a jerk's friend. Okay, I don't think what I did to you last week or the week before that is being a jerk. I think it's reconciling for your actions. Because my dress was $250. My emotional damages, you ruined my reputation. Need I go on? You're an ass. Own it. I am not an ass. Okay. Why am I an ass? Oh, no, you 100% deserve that one. Yeah, no, all things that I think are fine. I just think it's paying your dues, honestly. And, also coming into my house and my room and making faces about my style in front of me. Ridiculous. We're never gonna be friends. All right, try. Let's see if you can, you know, make me like you just a little bit. Yeah, that's Marilyn Manson. You got it. Yeah, I do. Is that supposed to make me like you? Right. So, what, you were into the same thing I'm into, and now we're best friends? Huh. Okay. So, why'd you make a face when you came in here? Oh, I get it. Teen angst. You were like a baby goth then. No, I was the opposite when I was younger. Well, sort of. No, not like girly things. Like, I was like, I guess you would call it like surfer girl vibes, like boho. Yeah, it was always like crochet tops, these long, very uncomfortable, like, skirts, and it was the fabric that was uncomfortable. Yeah. But yeah, the sweaters and the skirts, and then I had like the puka shell, but it was a bracelet. Yeah. And turtles. Mm-hmm. Turtle obsession. So I guess I get that. Like when the Hydro Flask release, when that became a thing, I guess that got me reliving my stuff too. So, yeah. But, that doesn't mean I like you. No, I don't like you. You're tolerable. Just tolerable. I don't know. Do something nice for me and maybe I'll like you. No, that wasn't nice. And that was mostly just me talking. So. What? You can leave. Yes, the assignment, right. Because we couldn't go to your place for, what was the reason? Right. And I'm starting to get the impression that wasn't a real reason why I couldn't come over to your house. See, you're doing that thing, reconciling. Wow. And it comes full circle. Sorry, I don't really know what to say now. You know, since no more bad blood, I guess. No. I guess it was kind of a dick move and then a misunderstanding. But, I don't hate you anymore. Not saying that I like you or anything, but, you know, now it's awkward. Maybe we should just work on the assignment. Sorry? Oh. I mean, sure, enlighten me. Why not give me the lore on why you did that awful prank? I'm sorry, what? Huh? Oh. You... you... That's not right. Why would you pour a drink on a girl you thought was pretty? I noticed you, all right. Not in the good way. Well, do you still think I'm pretty? Thank you? Now I really don't know what to say. Whoa. Left field, dude. Sorry, it's just, I did not expect this night going this way. Okay, wait. No, it's just, we have an assignment to finish. I mean, I guess it could wait until later. Yeah, okay. Sure. Just, before anything happens, I just want to let you know that you will be cleaning the floors when we're finished. Well, you tracked in a bunch of dirt and shit. Like, it's probably muddy as hell all over the house. Yeah, shut up, stupid.